This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Shocking story tonight. Workers at a Vons grocery store say a customer collapsed and died inside of their store, and managers kept the store open for 4 hours.
Hey, little help? Little help?
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
4 hours, huh?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Dropped dead, and they just let him sit there. I think it was him.
The body laying on the floor. CBS LA's Brittany Ehrman is live down Granada Hills with the story.
Here I am at Granada Hills. Death is great here, but this corpse is.
Death is great here, says Jeff Durant. Let me see. This is no help. Pezion Horner Smith.
Sure.
Oh, she works there. My bad.
Yeah, Jasmine, the worker we spoke to said she's actually taking this week off to try and recover after a traumatic incident.
Fucking week? Boy, we are fucking just.
I'm gonna take a week off and some shit out. I'll be like, guys, listen, I just, you know. Now that I'm working, I'm just going to abuse it.
Boy, we are just so fucking weak.
Buddy. If you worked at a grocery store, wouldn't you look for a reason to not be there for a week?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, let's be honest about it for a minute.
She tells me that people were shopping in the bakery and produce section when there was a dead person feet away.
God damn it, I'm not losing out on these. Nope, it's a busy time of the fucking day.
Beat it, corpsey. You fucking kick it when you walk by.
Wonder if pussy and whiskey were half price while the corpse was there.
Another deep cut from Jeff Durant, a Deadwood reference. God bless the souls of that poor family. Pussy and whiskey half price next 15 minutes.
How could anybody do that? I mean, the lack of empathy is just horrible. It is horrific.
Oh, no, on July 5th, Pajon Horner Smith says she was working as a supervisor at this Granada Hills Vons when a customer suffered a medical emergency.
Vons?
Yep, Vons.
Vons.
Yep.
Yeah, going to the store, where are you going? Vons.
Vons.
Vons. Ew.
I'm going to the grocery.
Going to the green grocer.
Smith says.
Oh, well, probably from holding his breath, he's green. Green grocer, all right. Green in the grocer, if that's.
She and another employee performed CPR, but the customer did not survive. The Los Angeles Fire Department says crews were called to the store just after 7 that night for a report of a cardiac arrest. Horner Smith says what happened next was troubling.
Oh, God. Hey, listen, we've slowed down enough. Why don't you go ahead and give 911 a call now and see about that dead guy in aisle 5?
I'll tell you, it's not far off from that. When you hear what happened here, it's not far off.
Great.
Yeah, it is not far off. It is, woof.
I'm being called by someone in corporate because they're looking at the cameras telling me that I need to barricade the body.
Okay, so they've got security cameras being watched off-site.
By corporate.
Corporate. Yeah. It's some stooge they hired. Yeah. Some fucking Filipino. And the Filipino picks up the phone and calls Vons and says, hey, life means nothing here in the Philippines. Why don't you go ahead and just put some carts around this corpse in your store?
I got the wet floor fucking sign out.
I'd have told them to go fuck themselves. Beat it. Now sue them out of existence if they fired me over it.
Using carts.
Horner Smith claims employees were told to surround the body with carts and umbrellas while the store.
Umbrellas?
So it's that 21 shopping cart salute.
Yes. Yes. Umbrellas. All right, go over to summertime. Stuff.
Go over to Sundry's and get some umbrellas.
Sundry's. Go over to Sundry's and get some fucking table umbrellas. I don't know. Put them in his asshole. I don't know. I mean, you know.
Man, they could have been little drink umbrellas.
Mm. Remained open.
Just hundreds of them. Just all over his body. Just hundreds. Trying to call attention away from the dead body. That's hundreds of little umbrellas on that guy's corpse. I don't know what you mean. Keep shopping, stupid.
Poor family that's just sitting there. They can't even see their loved one. They can't touch their loved one.
See, he's right fucking there in aisle 5. What do you want?
I was in a supermarket one time when the power went out. That was kind of fun.
Ooh, that'd be weird.
Yeah, it was something.
Did it get really dark or did the
no,
backup
Jeff.
Lights?
No, actually, I didn't say this and I apologize. I'm not feeling well. Yes, it was at night. And so it did get super dark except for a couple of, you know.
Couple of backup lights.
Yeah. And immediately sent people around the store. Folks, we're going to make our way up front, da-da-da-da, like, don't, you know, do not
steal anything.
You don't have to go home, but you got to get the fuck out of here. And they had battery backup for the registers, just enough to get everybody checked out, and they fucking
steal.
Got you out.
Steal. None of this merchandise.
EB. Steal. None of this. Gratuitous, hurtful, and unnecessary.
They sat in the store for 4 hours while people continued to shop around their deceased loved one.
UFCW Local 770 President Kathy Finn says she contacted the Albertsons Labor Relations Department after learning about the incident.
Are there protocols for what's supposed to happen in this situation? And they were going to get back.
Body cleanup is not in our fucking union contract. Go fuck yourselves.
Two jobs ago, I got a call on my radio that there was a guy on the sidewalk, not responsive. Have I ever told you this story?
I don't think so.
They were trying to get him roused up and get him to move on. And I go, all right. And I walked out there, and sure enough, he's sitting there on the street. I crouched down because back then I could do that, you know.
Yeah.
And I kind of pushed him, you know, like not gently. I just kind of, you know, you fucking bum, beat it. And he fucking, you know, kind of did a half turn. So then I just called the cops to get this fucking piece of human waste off my sidewalk. But it's weird. Like, I've gotten calls. Like, I got a call in one of our parking garages that a guy had a heart attack and fell over and died on the second floor.
Oh, geez.
And I had to go. I was going on a date with Kylie, and I had to stop and park for half an hour and go, you know, kind of talk to everybody. And, yeah, it was really something.
Huh.
People just fucking fall over, man. It's weird.
To me, but as of yet, I've not heard back anything.
The union is now urging the company to review its emergency protocols.
This situation is just one incident of that kind of callous attitude towards the needs of the workers.
Vons, you need to do better. You need to have some sort of policy when someone passes away in the store. This should not have happened, and it should never happen again.
Buddy, that is garbage. What a fuck. Yeah, I'm going to go to the store. You know, I don't feel great, but I'm going to go to the store anyway. And
yeah. I mean, that'd be, wouldn't that suck? Like, you're out grocery shopping. Like, one of the worst fucking things to do when you die right there. Yeah. God, I'd be mad.
And I hate grocery shopping. Ugh. I hate it so fucking much. You know what I had for dinner?
You must not dislike it too bad there, Fatso.
Well, look, I've got money. But for dinner last night, I had an apple and 3 cookies. You know why? Because I hate fucking grocery shopping. Fatso, how dare you? Go fuck yourself.
Take that last bit of peanut butter and spread it between 2 playing cards before I go buy some fucking bread.
Don't lie. I hate it so much. And I go and I'll spend, you know, I went a couple weeks ago and I spent $70 or whatever and got some stuff. And
$70, would you get a box of cereal?
Yeah, really, one box? I don't get cereal from the supermarket. I don't get cereal from there. It's way too fucking expensive. No, I lied. I did get a box of supermarket bran flakes because apparently I'm not shitting enough.
It's come to that, huh? Bran flakes now?
I love Wheaties. I've always loved them. Yeah. You know, I don't put sugar on them or nothing.
I like corn Chex.
Yeah.
No sugar.
Well, I'll eat the rice ones.
Good. Yeah, I'll eat the rice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Rice ones too when I'm feeling celestially.
It's just because I want to eat Asian pussy.
What's happening?
What's happening? Huh? I work really hard and I'm no fun. Bong.
Dong. Where is Grandpa's automobile? Automobile.
God damn.
I've not seen that movie.
Jesus Christ, that's so funny.
Decades.
Oh, man. Automobile.
Automobile.
What's happening, hot stuff?
Let's see where he's laying on the front lawn. And they fucking wake him up. No more Yankee, my wanky.
No more Yankee, my wanky.
That's 16 candles, right?
Yeah. She says, Dom, where is Grandpa's automobile?
I've not seen that. So, I mean, for
many
years.
Yeah.
I did watch that Citizen Vigilante the other day, though, just out of curiosity.
The what?
Citizen Vigilante, that movie with Armie Hammer.
Oh, yeah?
He's a American in Europe. And he decides to start killing folks who deserve it.
Oh, there you go.
Judges that let bad guys go and the bad guys and their families. And it is.
So a European Dexter, huh?
It's dog shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, however bad you think it is. It is. Fuck. But I kept seeing this scene on Twitter over and over again. And I'm like, you know what? I don't hate this scene.
Yeah. That sucked when.
It was dog shit. Yeah. Oh.
So.
Ooh.
Trailer today for that Sylvester Stallone biopic, I guess.
I saw that, but I haven't watched it.
It looks interesting.
Yeah?
Yeah, it looks like it might be good.
I Am Rocky or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
I Love Wrong Air. Yeah. I know what's out there, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
Boy, I actually had stuff going today. I actually had some stuff to do today. It was wild. I haven't really had... Buddy, when I tell you... At the other office, I could have shut my door and sat there for an hour and a half and stared at the wall and had nothing going on.
Yeah.
And today they go, all right, here's 10 jobs. Go nuts. I'm like, okay, well, all right.
Fuck on. Here we go.
Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to get me moving a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry. I woke up feeling terrible this morning. It's all in my head. It's just got a big headache. Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. Well, I drink water like it's illegal. I just don't. Yeah, you like
that's
the Kleenex?
Probably why your shitting's not fucking regular.
Buddy.
Because you don't drink fucking water.
Oh, no, it's regular. It comes with some regularity. I got up at 3:30 this morning and took a nice dump.
Yeah.
Like right away at 3:30. Got up, fed the cat, took a nice dumpski. Okay. And I was like, yeah, this is pretty good. I just got back in bed and could not fall back asleep.
Hmm.
Couldn't get it. So I got to work and I got breakfast like normal, you know, and I went to work and ate my breakfast. And about, I don't know, about 11:10 or so, every time I texted you, like, buddy, I'm on the dumper. It's 11:05 or
what
whatever.
Time did I text you? Like 8 o'clock or something?
Yeah, it was 8:05, man. It was beautiful.
And I'd already shit when I got up this morning for work at 4:30.
You got that fucking Taco Bell lettuce disease?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I've been eating a lot of salad lately.
So I'm sitting on the bowl at work, and I'm looking at Twitter, and I'm texting Jeff, and just killing. I'm going to kill 15 minutes when I'm in there.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what happens, right? And it was a nice type 6 fucking dump.
Okay.
On the Bristol stool scale, it's a nice type 6. It's not too hard. You know, it's like nice. It just shoots right out. Beautiful.
Nice.
And I stood up. And...
Yeah, and?
I stood up and looked down. And on my waistline of my pants...
Oh, no.
On a belt loop... A nice fat glob of this type 6 shit fell out of my asshole and was taking up residence on my belt loop.
Oh, it's a good thing you noticed it.
Buddy.
Hey, the new guy shit himself.
So, you ever have the thing where you go,
oh, well, yeah, because now this is an ordeal.
Well, okay, so now I got to kick my shoes off and then wiggle my pants off without getting it on my underwear. Unsuccessfully, by the way.
Of course.
But it was just a little speck, so that wasn't so bad. I still cleaned them up, but the pants were done for. So I took them over
to the sink. You went home and changed for this?
I took them over to the sink. And I ran.
So it must be a private bathroom then, obviously. Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's in a, you know, there's two or three in the building.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I walked over to the sink and I got my pants under the running water of the fucking sink. And I'm pressing soap on it and I'm trying to scrub this fucking perfect yellow brown shit stain off the belt loop of my pants. Unsuccessfully. I got most of it off, but my underwear and my pants were both wet. This is about, so now it's 11:15.
Yeah.
It's 11:20 now. And I go, I'm going to have to go home and fucking change my clothes because I can't be seen like this. So I walk back to my office and 12:30, I got up and says, I'm going to lunch. I'll be back. And I fucking slunk out of there. And I went home and changed my clothes. I mean, like maybe the stain kind of went away a little bit. And I fucking peeled those bad boys off. And I'm like, nope, it did not go away.
Go on, Brian. Get your shit smeared ass out of the building.
I needed five more things to go wrong today because I woke up this morning shivering. I was freezing. I was wearing a hoodie at work for the first hour and a half.
Dude, it's like fucking 70 degrees out in the morning.
I know.
What the fuck?
I got breakfast. I felt better after that, but not. My head has been killing me all fucking day, though.
That's what it is. Fucking DTs for your fucking goddamn fucking hash brown.
Yeah, that's a daily occurrence. I mean, but it was a not, you know, like that pasty brown yellow color, you know. I don't have the nerve to put a picture of it on Twitter because I don't have the nerve to do it.
Yeah, do it for the show.
Here's something I'm willing to do for the show because I listened to the other day and they were talking about it. I would be willing to try putting my cock into a vacuum cleaner hose and see how it feels. I bet it hurts a lot.
But you'd be willing to do it.
Yeah.
I can get the vacuum.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it here in front of you, unless that's something that you need to have happen in your life.
I wasn't going to say anything, but no, I don't need to see that.
We got Trixie in here to take a look. She'll be like she was in the pool. Those things will be so wet. Is that what Brian's cock looks like? But I was like, yeah, I'd be willing to do that.
That's got to hurt.
It's got to hurt, right? It's
like your sweeper that you use in the house, or like a shop vac?
No, the house sweeper.
The house sweeper? The
shop vac is, yeah.
I'm not going to. Shop vac, fucking pull it off.
I'm not going to come in it. I just want to see how it feels. Look, I can't.
I wouldn't bet on that. You'd be surprised.
Well,
that suction gets going.
Oh, well, I got a couple of updates.
Uh-oh.
As if the story about me shitting my, you know,
yeah,
a glob of shit falling out of my ass crack out of my pants wasn't enough of an update for you.
Do you, are you not a practiced wiper, or what happened there?
I can't tell you. All I can tell you is a man of my age and heft, something obviously got missed. That's all I can tell you.
You ever go to wipe and realize that the toilet paper wasn't on your finger?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I hate that. That's so gross.
Yeah.
And two fingers accidentally slip. I mean, one finger accidentally slips up. And
well, I like that three. God. Jeff, you're not going to believe this. I was at home today. I was wiping my ass and a finger broke through. I'm so mad that two of those fingers broke through that toilet paper. I can't get over how mad I am, but those three fingers broke through that toilet paper.
it was like domino effect. It was one, it the two, sure, the three. I couldn't stop it.
It sure was. I fucking whacked my pig while I was doing it.
It's like Fats Domino.
I found my thrill. Shut up. Who was first? Fats Domino was first, right?
First in what?
Between him and Chubby Checker.
Oh, yeah.
Because one was a parody of the other. Dick Clark had something to do with Chubby Checker, didn't he?
Really?
I think so.
I did not know
because,
that story.
Because one was...
Yeah, I mean, Fats Domino was a legit artist. I mean, he was, you know. Yeah.
But then Chubby Checker was a creation of the music business to try to capitalize off of. Yeah.
Okay, didn't know that.
Yeah, let me see if I can find something.
Antoine Fats Domino. Fucking like him. He was good.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
Let's shit again.
Let's shit again. I fucking never
on
forget.
A fucking belt loop.
Belt loop shitting.
Belt loop shitting.
I will never forget.
Sound like Boot Scoot and Boogie. Belt loop shitting.
I will
belt
never forget.
Belt loop shitting.
I will never forget our first Chubby Checker break.
Oh, God damn, that was...
At the Ponderosa.
Yeah.
And Trixie texted you and went, what the fuck is going on up there?
That's right. We were upstairs. Yeah.
That was when your hip was hurting, and I was just starting to get too big to get up those stairs. And
man.
Let's see. Chubby Checker formed us, blah, 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 blah. Connections through his poultry market job led to a private recording session for Dick Clark.
Dickie Clark.
Clark's wife suggested the name Chubby Checker as a playful twist on Fats Domino.
Okay. All right. Yes, I have heard that before.
His first hit, The Class, was a novelty. They were all novelty records for Chubby.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. A couple of updates here real quick.
Updates and corrections time now on TGO Radio.
Well, Jeff,
here's
some things we've covered on the show before. Last Saturday in Spain's San Fermín Festival, the running of the bulls.
Ah, yes.
A runner was gored in the face.
Good.
And 12 others were injured.
Good.
This is last Saturday.
Okay.
Let's see. One runner was pierced by a horn in the face, while 12 more people needed a medical treatment for an assortment of knocks, according to the University of Navarra Hospital. Doug, go ahead and get that mush mouth. It's okay, buddy. I got you. It's because I feel like dog shit. I mean, I can't take a week off from the mush mouth. Okay, folks? That's just the way it is. I don't make the rules.
Folks!
Yeah. The last death at San Fermin's Bull Runs occurred in 2009.
Oh, that's a shame.
But gorings and broken bones are common, Jeff, partly due to the large number of novice bull runners and foreign tourists who join the experienced locals.
Are there professional bull runners?
I guess.
Hey, real quick. When do you think the last time was that Chubby Checker put an album out?
Oh, my God. This is a trick question. Is it like 2009 or some shit?
You're not too far off.
Really?
2000.
No kidding.
Yeah. Towards the Light. But before that, in 94, was The Texas Twisting.
Oh, my God. We got it, Chubby.
Boy, he talk about milking something fucking death.
Okay, but he had the twist, which he's made innumerable different versions of. But
then he had the limbo.
The limbo.
Yeah.
And don't forget Popeye the Hitchhiker.
Did we play that?
We sure did. Yeah.
Okay, let's. I'm sorry. We're going to jump back into this real
quick.
No,
let's do it.
So 1960, big year for Chubby. Three fucking records. Three albums.
Three albums in 1960?
1960. Twist with Chubby Checker for Twisters Only.
Oh.
And then Bobby Rydell, Chubby Checker, whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah, who knows.
61, Let's Twist Again. It's Pony Time, and for Teen Twisters Only.
That was the Jeffrey Epstein version
right,
of the...
exactly. So...
Let's fuck kids again!
Just a year later in 62,
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 albums.
Now get the fuck out of here. In 62?
Don't knock the twist. Again, milking that fucking twist for goddamn all it's worth.
Don't knock the twist.
Limbo Party.
Oh, yeah, see? Yeah.
And then...
Yeah.
Beach Party,
mm.
Back to Twisting Around the World.
Yeah, yes.
And then Down to Earth with D-Sharp, with D.D. Sharp.
Oh.
63, uh-oh, I think we found gold with the limbo, because let's limbo some more.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chubby Checker in person. And then, so three records. Ooh. So starting in 1960, released three albums. 61, three albums. 62 was the 5. 63 was 3. In 64, Chubby's folk album. We gotta seek that out.
No, you're kidding. You're
Chubby's.
You're joking.
Hey, not fucking kidding right there, baby. Chubby's folk album.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I've been through the desert just to twist in my ass.
I can't, what's the track listing? On Chubby
There's
Checkers.
No link for it. So I
would
go.
Imagine not.
Let's go see if we can find it elsewhere.
Yeah, please.
Chubby's folk album.
He's
track
trying.
List.
He was trying to get the fucking beatniks.
Here we go.
Early hippies.
Chubby's folk album by Chubby Checker has 13 tracks released in
64. Yeah, it does. And they're all a minute and a half long.
It features upbeat folk style songs. The official track list is Go Tell My Baby.
Uh-huh.
Hey,
bitch.
Hey, Boba Needle, Baba.
What?
B-O-B-B-A.
Okay, whatever, yeah.
The Doodang. Mm-hmm. Ol' Anna.
She ain't what she used to be.
Everybody Loves Saturday Night.
Well, that's true.
Something French. Ah, c'est mon moine.
Doesn't matter.
Latio. Sipping cider through a straw.
All right, well, let's pick one and listen to it.
Now, Zena.
Now, in those days when they put out a record, the first song on the record was the song that they knew had confidence in.
Oh, back in those days, you put the heater first.
Yeah. The hit is the first song back in those days. So let's see if we can find whatever.
Go Tell My Baby?
Sure. Why not? Because I bet that is a catastrophe. Oh, man. And Chucky's still... God damn it. Oh, man.
Ooh.
So are we not that bright, Mike, or is the marketing just not that good, or what?
Yes. I'm a mushmouth. Doug, just keep that folder open. I am not feeling great. Find it?
No.
No?
All I can find, I put in Go Tell My Baby, Chubby Checker, and it's Chubby Checker, the twist live in 61, the twist. Wow. Go Tell My Baby. Suppose I could check the old Spotify.
It is on Spotify. I don't have a membership.
Hang on, I'll get it here. Here we go.
I cannot wait.
Go tell my baby. Go tell my baby. Go tell my baby. Our love affair is dead.
Everybody so's your career, Chubby.
She's been cheating. Everybody knows she's been cheating.
I don't hate it.
Oh, God. Seriously, I hate this.
I don't.
This dog shit. Really?
I don't know if it's because I'm not feeling good.
I'd say so.
I don't hate it, honestly.
Come on, champ. get in the game.
Brian is just, you know, he's just. No,
Here it is. The whole fucking album. That's oh, my dope. God. Every single one of them.
Oh, I love it.
Give me a number now between 2 and 13.
Ooh. 8.
8. We are going to check out Sipping Cider Through a Straw.
Yeah, we are. Who's cider? Ooh.
The prettiest girl I ever saw was sipping cider through a straw.
Listen.
Horseshit, dude.
If you take the girls out of this, that could have been covered competently by a country artist in the 70s.
Well, yeah, no, that's what it sounds. Yeah.
It sounds nothing like Chubby.
What you doing that for? What you doing that for? A sipping cider through a straw. I said to her, what you doing that for? A sipping cider.
She said, mind your own business, you fucking...
Wow.
Fine to me. Better than
okay, so on Spotify, you have the song listing, and then the next column is how many plays.
How many plays, yeah.
You want to take a guess how many plays Sipping Cider Through a Straw's had?
157.
35,134.
What?
Maybe 135 now if we let it go another 10 seconds or something.
We both sip cider through a straw.
The biggest hit on here, according to the number of plays.
Uh-huh.
Which I suppose we better check out is 609 Stereo. 50,000. Oh, no, I'm sorry. There's a bonus track called Black Cloud that's got 67,049.
Okay. I mean, if that's.
So let's see what all the hype is. It's 67,000.
Hidden track. I almost have a fever because I am not hating
oh
any
my
of this.
God. Dude, you are fucking... You are gone. Fuck that. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry that
I tainted my Spotify list with this garbage.
I can't wait for you to get fucking push notifications for Chubby's fucking 1974 Samba album or whatever the fuck. Oh, man. I think those could be competently covered by better musicians, honestly. Honestly.
I get, you know, you said that's the first thing that struck me was that it sounded very country.
Yeah, very
and
country.
And somebody like Charlie Pride
right.
in the 70s, right. you know, could probably maybe do some justice.
Oh, can I tell you a story about Charlie Pride?
Sure.
Chick McGee from the Bob and Tom Show grew up with not great parents. And, his mom loved Charlie Pride.
Until she found
until
out.
Until she saw him on TV one night. Oh, boy.
The country singer's up.
Yeah, she definitely, Chick does give the impression that some N-bombs were dropped.
Wow.
Yeah.
Loved him until she saw him.
Yep. That fucker could sing.
Oh, yes,
man.
He
Charlie
could.
Charlie Pride,
yeah.
God damn, could he sing.
Kiss an angel, good morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good jam.
Good song.
All told, Jeff, 57 people were injured during this year's running of the Bulls, including 10 on the final day yesterday.
Yeah, good.
Tuesday, 2. Yeah. Mostly bruises, falls, other trauma from the chaotic runs and crowds. Sadly, Jeff, No one was killed.
No deaths. That's a shame. Can we give up this archaic practice yet?
No.
It's tradition.
I don't give a fuck about your tradition. And one more update, buddy.
Yeah.
Christy Noem.
Oh.
Plans to divorce her husband of 34 years.
Okay.
The closeted and very likely homosexual bimbo fetishist Byron Noem. bringing a public end to a marriage, it says here, that came under new scrutiny this year after allegations about his private life surfaced in a tabloid investigation. Corinne Arnold, Noem's mother, told the Daily Mail that the former Homeland Security Secretary shared the decision with family this spring. Corinne Arnold needs to mind her own fucking business.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how would you react if you saw, you know, your husband wear that, you know, the picture of those big, dumb, stupid, fake tits?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was him. Yeah.
The bimbofication fetish?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know. My wife sees my big fat tits every fucking night when I go to bed, so.
You know what? She's still here. I saw her when I walked in. I couldn't believe
she's
it.
She's there, yeah.
Every Wednesday I walk in here and see Trixie, I consider it to be a fucking miracle.
Amazing.
That's why I will never have another girlfriend. Just, I mean, there's no point in trying to keep up with them. Oh. How do you feel about some news?
Oh, man. Dude, I want some fucking news so bad.
I do, too.
Give me American Hitler right now.
Because I can't wait to get the fuck out of it.
Coming up, handsome mustachioed man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Whoa.
Ooh. A North Miami Beach
fucking teaser.
I don't need.
Or whatever you call that.
Yeah.
Stinger.
Yeah. I don't need it sounding like, you know, Animotion in fucking 1983.
It sounds like you just popped a quarter into a fucking video game.
Right. Jesus, God of America. Obsession. You're my obsession.
Boy, that's exactly what that is, too.
A North Miami Beach police captain bonded out of jail tonight, but not speaking out after he was accused of a creepy crime. The team's Joe Rhodes is at the jail in West Miami-Dade. Joe.
Joe Mama. Am I right?
And Craig, his 23-year-old stepdaughter became suspicious that he...
23-year-old stepdaughter? Did he go to the old folks' home?
I think I know where this is going.
Oh, come on. This is about... She was interesting 8 years ago, but not now. 23? Old woman?
Jesus Christ.
Fucking old maid? God damn.
Better check your math there, pal.
No, I know what I said.
Okay.
Well, I'm being handed an email here from Doug Reacharound. Well, thank you, Douglas. Don't get too close in case I'm contagious, Douglas. Dear TGO Radio, I agree with Brian on his math 100%. Sincerely, Jeffrey Epstein. Yes,
of course.
Thank you very much.
From beyond the grave. Emails from beyond the grave.
Really, some creepy music for that.
Trying to film her while she was showering, so she set up her own video sting, and now he finds...
What, do they have an open shower like Osaka, Japan? What are they doing? Is there another curtain or anything?
Himself on the other side of the law.
Yeah.
Jose, do you have anything to say? Jose, did you take video of your stepdaughter?
Jose Maya, unwilling to be on camera Wednesday night, but unexpected filming, is exactly what investigators say this high-ranking officer did to land him in jail.
You're arrested pursuant to an arrest warrant charging you with video voyeurism.
Accused of conducting perverse video surveillance, the 40-year-old North Miami Beach police captain is now charged with video voyeurism.
That's a crime.
After allegedly capturing videos of his stepdaughter as she showered.
Jose, did you take video of your stepdaughter? Jose?
I guarantee you there's 150,000 girls that look just like her online, on OnlyFans, on Pornhub or whatever. You know, you got to find a way, man.
Yeah.
Stemming from the alleged victim's own video sting back in June.
Uh-oh.
The 23-year-old telling police she continued noticing a small black object appearing beneath the bathroom door while she showered.
Wow.
This hard-on belly crawled up to the door and put the fucking phone underneath the... What a fucking doofus. God, I hate him. Oh, I hope he gets cancer. I hope he's getting cancer today.
Then she set up her own camera aimed at the hallway.
Uh-oh.
Investigators say that video shows Maya lying flat on his stomach and using a cellular telephone and an unknown device to record the victim from under the bathroom door.
What a fucking creep.
And if, this guy sucks a lot.
A very clever creep, too. Especially for somebody in law enforcement.
No,
you think that he'd know a little bit about surveillance.
Yeah, yeah, this guy fucking sucks. He's a cop. He sucks.
The young woman telling police on July 6th, Maya.
she opens the shower curtain one day. He's in there with a fucking camera on his chest like a fucking like a traffic stop.
Duct tape to it, you know.
continue on.
Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here.
Yeah.
Was arrested the next day. Surveillance cameras capturing officers at his Southwest Miami.
Old shoulder cams from the 90s, you know.
I had one of those.
Took a full-size VHS tape.
Yeah, man. I had one of those.
Miami-Dade home Tuesday. Hours later, a large black SUV was towed from the area.
What did he take his SUV for?
Wednesday afternoon, Miami-Dade sheriff's deputies sitting outside the home. The North Miami Beach police chief...
Maybe it was a... cop vehicle, maybe? I don't know.
Addressing the arrest with this statement that reads in part, I am
this motherfucker
deeply disappointed in the arrest of one of our police captains.
Yeah.
These allegations are deeply concerning and represent a serious...
Say deeply again. How many times are you going to say deeply here?
...serious breach of the public's trust. Mm. Maya's bond was set at $7,500.
Jose? Jose?
Hose B?
And now...
Hose B?
$7,500, not enough, I don't think, boss.
Out of jail Wednesday night, he's been ordered to stay away from his stepdaughter.
Do you understand?
At least.
Stand the stay away order, Mr. Maya.
Yes.
Yes. What a jerk.
Well, that's all right. I got video now, so.
Is he not?
It's okay.
It's on the cloud. Fuck you, pig.
It's on the cloud.
And Maya has been relieved of duty pending the outcome of this investigation.
He's been relieved.
Duty.
We're live in West Miami-Dade. Joe Rotes, 7 News, 19.
Oh. Well, Joe's a sweepy-haired guy, too, man. Holy shit.
Wow.
This might be the story of the week. I love this story.
We turn to a horrific story now emerging, the shocking moments on a plane. An instructor jumping from the plane, leaving his young student to land the plane on her own. How she saved her own life.
This guy goes...
Deuces, bitches, I'm out.
Later, bitches. I'm out. The girl gets on the...
Here's Victor Akendo tonight.
Tonight, the frightening incident for a student pilot.
Tonight, the frightening.
You're so right.
In Argentina, forced to land a...
Oh, it's Argentina?
Oh, well. Right. I didn't know they had aircraft yet there in that fucking shithole.
Fucking the Spruce Moose.
Yeah.
I said, get in.
Cessna 150 during a training exercise after her instructor jumped to his death midair.
Man.
Say 42-year-old Leandro Bertazzo had been working as a flight instructor since 2022. On Saturday, the student taking off with Bertazzo from the Flying Parrot Cordoba School. An official from the flight school telling ABC News the instructor told the student, you know what to do. Then he unbuckled his seatbelt, opened the door, and jumped out of the plane.
This was I'm just going to step out for some fresh air.
Well, those mountains.
Why don't you swing back by and pick me up in a minute?
Those mountains look awfully craggy.
Jesus.
Wow. He just goes, like you said, deuces, bitches.
I'm out.
I'm going to drop a deuces, bitches at work tomorrow and say,
catch you on the flip side.
Remarkable breach of trust between an instructor and a student putting her in.
Say 5 more obvious things, dummy. We know. We understand the problem with it.
A very dangerous situation.
We know.
The 22-year-old student alerting the flight school and managing to land the plane safely.
The student actually had her license. She just didn't have the number of hours that were required to use that license.
Police.
I would love to hear that recording.
You know, I got to tell you that even if I were like even if I didn't have my license, like if I'd been on a couple of like training sessions, was learning to be a pilot, I've played enough fucking flight simulators on the computer. I think I could land that thing. I do. I really do. I think I could keep my head with some help, you know, from the tower. I could land it.
You're gonna John Denver it? JFK Jr. That situation?
No, I seriously think I could.
That is insane what you just said. And
no,
it's almost as insane as the time you said to me that if you had a drum kit, you thought you could play the drum fill from Tom Sawyer.
Yes.
I
do.
That's insane what you just said.
I'd give it a fucking shot.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the video of the girl that they got for Rush?
No.
No?
She's don't all care. Right.
No, that's totally fair. But
good.
As often as you're on TikTok, I figured you might have seen one.
No.
No? She was all over the fucking Twitter machine.
Yeah, now that you say that, I think when she played her first show, there was a rash of fucking shit.
Right.
It's like, okay, well, close your eyes. It sounds like Neil Peart.
I can do, you know, I can listen to Rush. I don't have a huge love for him. The greatest
no,
hits.
I don't
I can
either.
Get down with the greatest hits record, and that's about it, you know.
I heard YYZ the other day, and I really do like that fucking song. That instrumental one, though.
Yeah, I have to. Oh, yeah. I'll have to listen to that again. I'm way behind on. We don't have to watch it, but I love the video of that old guy getting fucking ascended by that fucking bison, man. God damn, did I fucking howl when I saw that. Holy
dude,
shit.
I'm sorry, but that was a great fucking joke that I sent
you. Oh, yeah, it was amazing.
It was a fucking amazing.
It was amazing. It was.
It fit perfectly. Bills 3, Niners nothing.
Well, but then.
Because that guy looked like an old raggled fucking miner.
But then, Jeff, the other day, when Bonnie Tyler died, sends me a text that says, total infarction of the heart.
Total infarction of the heart.
I lost my mind.
Always man, on, baby. Always on. Oh, gotta be on.
Oh, man, did I laugh. Holy shit.
I think I made that joke at work. Oh. My shit at work doesn't. Jokes like that don't get as big a laugh.
No, because you work with a bunch of fucking lefty douches.
Oh. It's not. I don't know.
I bet you they're all into the World Cup, huh?
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 Oh, yeah. Yeah, they are. They were talking about it today. I'm like, I didn't give a flying fuck.
I can't be
about
persuaded.
Soccer. Nope.
But now that America's out, you know, like maybe.
Oh, I
England.
Didn't even give a shit when they were in. I care less.
But maybe England. I'd like to have a team that speaks English win it. So.
Hello, chap. If this is it, I hope you don't mind if I go out speaking to kings. God, I love that scene.
What movie is that?
Inglorious Bastards in the tavern. Yeah. When then he discovers their fucking spies. Yep. Yeah.
I love that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that scene in particular is just fucking fantastic.
He is taking his time on this last movie, though. He is taking his time.
Yeah.
When does that Brad Pitt series based on that character from that movie come out?
That goddamn scene with Brad Pitt fighting fucking Jackie Chan in the Hollywood movie. What's that movie called?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Comes up with and then with Kurt Russell and his wife at the end fucking laying into his shit. Goddamn, that's funny.
So
the fuck did you do to my car? I'm sorry.
His family was hot about that. Bruce Lee's family was hot.
Were they?
Oh, yeah. They were hot. Late 2026, Jeff, the Adventures of Cliff Booth, the movie.
Oh, it's a movie or a show?
A movie. I said show. I apologize. It is a movie. David Fincher directing. Tarantino wrote the script. There you go.
And is Brad Pitt in it?
Yep.
Oh, good. Okay, that might be worth
that
watching.
Movie's from 2019 already.
Huh?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. 2019.
Really? Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm here to tell you I loved every single frame of that movie.
That movie has grown on me. I did not. I didn't. It's not. I say I didn't like it. I I didn't dislike it the first time we saw it, but I had to watch it a few times for it to really grow on me.
When I tell you that I saw it in the theater two or three times,
yeah,
and then took my couple of my step nieces on, I loved every frame of it.
Oh, yep. Yeah, you did. You liked that right out of the gate.
Boy, oh boy. He just has those, you know.
Huh?
He has those, Tarantino does, where they grip you. Pulp Fiction, Once Upon a Time got me right away. Inglourious Bastards got me right away.
Yeah. Did Jackie Brown ever do much for you? I did not care for that.
Buddy, you know what? I saw it Christmas night with a girl I desperately wanted to fuck, and I didn't. I can't tell you anything about that movie. Yeah. I'd have to watch it again. Honestly,
I think I've only ever watched it once, and I should. And it's been years. Wow. And I should probably watch it again. Yeah.
Every now and then on the Twitter, I'll see that scene where fucking De Niro keeps telling that woman to shut the fuck up. Yeah. She keeps yapping and he finally turns around and shoots her. Yeah. That's how you get her quiet.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to tell you, what time is it? 5:34. I got to tell you, I think it's time to go home.
You done?
Yeah. I think it's time to go home.
Go home and get some rest, champ.
I'm sitting here feeling a little bit dizzy.
Oh, man.
So something's going on. I don't think it's water. I'm a
motherfucker, you make me sick and I'm going to fucking kill
That's
you.
That's what the girl at work said today, too. I said,
oh, my gut is fucking gurgling. I am going to have to take another shit when you leave.
It's the fourth one today?
Man, yes.
Is it the Rhea? Or is it like a regular shit?
Cha-cha-cha. the one this morning at 4:30 was regular. The rest have been a little loose.
Mm-hmm. Fucking that real lettuce, man. Real lettuce. I love to run. Cheers. Gross. Anyways, guys, I am feeling like dog shit and I am out of here, right. But thanks for listening. And we'll see you again next week. This show, as ever, is called TGO Radio.
This is TGO Radio in New York. This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in podcast entertainment, stay with TGO Radio in New York. We'll return to the air next week with more of your favorite programs. This is Wayne Howell wishing you a good night on behalf of TGO Radio. And now, our national anthem.